You are indeed tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this program on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. is called The Burrow. This week, I'm joined in studio by Sarah Gold, who will be playing as part of Big Joy Festival, which is happening not this weekend, but the following weekend, December 2nd and 3rd. Stay tuned. I will have her in studio with me to chat about her music and et cetera, whatever else comes up. We'll also be doing a ticket giveaway for Big Joy Festival on December 2nd and 3rd. So please, if you would like a spot for the festival, 2 days of the festival, give us a call, 604-822-2487. We might come up with a goofy question for you, but it's not going to be too tough if you want to call in to get some tickets for the festival. To start things off, we're going to hear a song from Sarah Gold called Mastic, M-A-S-T-I-C. And then on the other side, I'll be joined in the studio by Sarah herself.
Thank you.
Right. And that was Mastic by Sarah Gold, an artist from here in Vancouver. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Gold herself now. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hello. A little anxious.
A little anxious. Well,
a little nervous.
Well, then we'll get through it. It's low pressure here at CITR. So that you are playing Big Joy Festival, the main reason that brought you in here today, which is an annual noise, electronic, experimental festival that always happens at the beginning of December. This year it is December 2nd and 3rd at the Remington Gallery, and you will be part of that along with many other artists. Do you want to let the people know when it is you're playing?
Sure. Saturday, December the 3rd at 8:30 p.m.
Great. Anything particular about what you're going to be doing, or is it mainly similar to what we could hear like on your website or what we just heard?
We could play another piece. No, that's something that I made with all my gear plus a computer. Mm. This is completely analog. This is like computer at all. So I could, you know, do layers and switch things up and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But with this stuff, which I suppose we could play next, it's called Riot. I'd like to, I guess, play that and then I could talk about it.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll get into that in a bit. Perfect. So do you want to talk about a little bit your practice and what it is you do? So we've got the newer stuff coming up, but with some of that older stuff like Mastic, how does it came about, and what your particular interests are with you know, electronic music, and how it is you got into that?
Okay. How I got into it, that's a good question. I think rave, basically.
Okay.
Being a young raver, you know, yeah. Like getting into it, understanding sort of how things work, meeting people, talking to people, learning, doing shows, mm-hmm. sort of getting your fingers in all the pies. And then I started to collect gear, I think in my early 20s, like 20, 21. And I had a reel-to-reel, and I had a couple reel-to-reels, and like a little toy piano thing that my friend had like added an out jack on.
Okay.
And so that was kind of circuit bent, and then looped that with a delay pedal. Before that actually was a cello with a looping delay pedal, playing with subwoofers in big spaces and feeling the resonance of the cello, and it would just create incredible sounds and like really big sounds. It's always about big, crazy, ridiculous noise, you know? Somebody recently said I should let my stuff breathe a bit more, which I'm really taking to heart. I'm trying to find like some balance between the real intensity and the gentle moments of thing.
Interesting. Yeah.
Let's see. Do you want to?
You mentioned that playing around with the cellos, one of the earlier things you did. Are you trained, like classically trained as a musician, like in general, or is that?
Not really. I took a couple courses with some guy. I learned how to hold the bow, and I learned how to like, you know, move the bow, and how to position the body of the instrument, but that's basically it. I dropped out. I took it from there on my own. I was like, that's all I need. Because I didn't want to play classical music. I wasn't playing traditional. I was just using it as, you know, another instrument, something to explore other than traditionally. So that's cool. What I focused on.
Great. So just to remind everyone listening out there, we're gonna be doing a ticket giveaway for the festival as well. That's happening next weekend. So if you're interested in getting a spot plus one on the guest list for both days of Big Joy next weekend, December 2nd and 3rd, give us a call, 604-822-2487, and we can get that set up for you. So you were mentioning Riot is the piece that you'll be performing on next week.
Sort of, yeah. It's kind of like the first half of the set.
Yeah,
I'm going to switch it up a bit and add some new stuff. But And I get better each time I do it. So this is about halfway through my recording or like a practicing process. So we'll see what happens at the actual gig. But yeah, here's a gist of where I'm going to go.
Great. So we'll give that a listen and then we can chat about it a bit more on the other side. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM with Sarah Gold.
into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me?
Transgender Day of Remembrance is an annual event on November 20th that honors those who have been lost to violence as a result of transphobia, as well as recognizes the ongoing violence and oppression that trans people continue to face. The first Transgender Day of Remembrance occurred in 1999 after the murder of Rita Hester, a Black trans woman, in November of 1998. UBC's Pride Collective and the AMS Sexual Assault Support Center invite you to join them in discussion, expression, and resistance this week.
Monday, the 21st, the UBC Pride Collective is hosting a Transgender Day of Remembrance vigil at an open mic from 5 to 7 p.m. on the UBC campus. We will light candles and encourage folks who wish to share words, song, space, and other art here to sign up for our open mic at the beginning of the evening. More information can be found through the UBC Pride Collective's Facebook page.
Tuned into The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m. I'm joined in studio this week joined by Sarah Gold. How are you doing? Hanging in there?
Good.
All right.
Yeah,
all
better.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. So we've heard a couple of your tracks so far on the show. From different time periods. So we started the show with Mastic, which is one of your earlier pieces, and then just played Riot, which a form of that is what you're going to be working on or doing next weekend at Big Joy Festival.
Correct.
Do you want to talk about Riot a bit and what it is that you're working with and doing on the track?
Sure. It's a recording I did right after the American election results came
okay.
in. It was about 2 a.m.
Oh, so this is yeah,
it's,
just 10
yeah.
days.
Okay. And it's a cover of Cop Killer by John Moss. And there's also a lot of different instrumentation going on, but it's just sort of a response, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have this new, at the very beginning, you hear this really intense, like, it bursts out of the gates, and it's a PV amp, or sorry, not amp, but mixer, from like the 80s, 90s, I think. It's like a really old junky amp that you can't even, or mixer, I should say. It's got an amp in it and it's a whole kit and caboodle, but it's got a spring reverb built inside of it. And I feedback loop each channel like internally from the send to the in to create those tones. You can like play it like a synth. So I got it standing upright and it looks like this big modular synth, but it's actually a mixer from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a junky old piece of crap mixer that you can't fix. Like, you can't get into it the way it's constructed. I watched a teardown on YouTube. PV Mark II teardown. It's hilarious.
All those YouTube tutorials. Mm-hmm. Just, like, unbelievable how much stuff is on there. Okay, great. So that's what it'll look like a bit next week or something similar?
It's one of the many instruments that I'm using. They're all analog. They're all vintage. I do have a ARP Repro from 2015, but that's the newest piece that I have. Mm-hmm. Everything else is super old. TRS-77, TR-33, which are both drum machines. One's from Roland, one's from the company that became Roland. They're very old. They're built initially for organs, like piano organs in the church. And so they're accompaniment for that, but they've got a great kick, and like throw some reverb on there, crank it, gain, you know, it's great.
Mm.
So I also have my old trusty modular synthesizer, the Paya 4700, that I've had forever, and I love it, and it's really quite a joy for me, and I know it in and out at this point. I have disassembled it. I had a friend disassemble it professionally anyway, and I've seen its guts, and I know how it works, and I just use that for basic tones. Everything's got reverb on it. There's the ARP, the modular, the drum machines.
How's
Mark,
it?
The PV amp or mixer. What's
so,
that?
So a lot of like vintage gear is what you're talking about. How is it that you dig up this stuff? Are there certain ways that you've gone about it? Or
generally Craigslist and being gifted stuff.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the time, like half my stuff I've been given, which is just I don't know, people see me struggling and trying my best and doing my best that I can, and they'll have a piece of gear that they don't use, and they're like, hey, maybe Sarah can use this. And some of the time I can. Mm. Most of the time I can. Like, the PV Mark II came from the lovely Jesse Creed, and he gave me this thing just out of the blue. He was moving, and he didn't want it anymore. It was too big. Mm. And I'm like, okay, I'll take it. And then I figured out after tons of trial and error that I could do this feedback loop thing and make the tones with it. I knew I could do that, but I didn't really approach it. I was trying to get it to sidechain to become my main mixer. But then I realized it's a peripheral thing. It's not the main focus of the mixer. Like, that's a Mackie 1202, which is where it's transparent. It's not like this really muddy sound that you get from the PV Mark II, who I call Mark. And so I put it off to the side, and it's still a big part of the set because it's like so powerful. It's like, you know, bookends the set. Lots of stuff in the middle too. So
great. Cool. So once again, Big Joy Festival is what Sarah will be taking part in next weekend, December 2nd and 3rd. If any of you out there are interested in a ticket, a pair of tickets, so a ticket with a guest list spot plus one for both days of the festival, give us a call, 604-822-2487. Get your name down and get you on that list. It should be great. Lots of really great performers. A couple of others that are going to be coming by the station over the next week or so, including next week on this show, going to have Hick come by, project of Andrea Lukic. And Sarah, you were saying that you recently were part of a project with Hick, or at least you both contributed to a project.
Well, we made individual pieces, but it was part of the larger Mac CFRO program through Co-op Radio, not this Co-op Radio, but the other one.
Yeah.
And it's a great program. They offer opportunities for up-and-coming artists and emerging artists, established artists, mid-career artists, whatever. They give you the opportunity to use their new facilities that they're going to be getting soon and pay you to build work.
Great. And what was it that you contributed to that? Was it?
Yeah, I made a track called Phenol, and kind of had, it was supposed to be called Storytelling Through Sound Art, and we all hated that. So we came to an agreement after a round of Exquisite Corpse, and we called it Celestial Terror. And we all made individual tracks. We were partnered, and we would sort of update our partners throughout the process with this. And we would have meetings with the whole group often. And then we did a performance of our piece. We each talked about our piece at Selectors Records. And then I got some money.
Nice.
It was fun.
I love the idea of Exquisite Corpse. I think it's a great thing.
It was a fun process.
Did it end up being completely random, or was there a certain narrative?
No, it was pretty random.
It? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right, we've got some more pieces of yours here. We got Creosote coming up next. Any comments on Creosote?
Sure. Mastic and Creosote are a pair. They're both coal tar resins, and they are, I think they're both illegal now. One was used for coating like pilings in the ocean, like docks, so they wouldn't break down from the water.
Yeah.
But it's just this like coal tar just fucking leaching into the water.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
And Mastic was also a coal tar adhesive. So I once tried to strip a floor of this stuff, and it was just a nightmare. And so it kind of turned me on to how gruesome this stuff is. You know, like these products are just gruesome. So I decided to make some tracks called Mastic and Creosote in honor of these substances and where they come from.
Great. Okay, so this is Creosote by Sarah Gold here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9. Give us a call, 604-822-2487, to get some passes to Big Joy.
'Twas the day after Hallows Eve, and all throughout the land, the young punks rejoiced, for the holidays had began.
It's time for Mint Records' Ridiculously Early Christmas Party.
On Saturday, November 26th, the Astoria will be filled with smiling faces with sparkles on their eyes, ready to hear the jolly Supermoon, Jay Arner, Fake Tears, Aaron Reed, and Woolworm. Plus, Chris Arific will be there to lead a chorus of angels in singing our favorite seasonal jingles.
Mint will also be releasing their special edition cassette, Quarter Life Crisis. And perhaps a certain Santa will be there to sweeten the night with goodies for the earliest Mint tykes.
Get your tickets in advance from Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Zulu Records.
Wow, I love that story.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be... go home after school.
Pop Drones every Wednesday morning. Also, Pop Drones going to be DJing as part of Big Joy Festival next weekend. You're listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. I'm joined this week by Sarah Gold. See you.
Hello.
Still here.
Still
did
banging
not,
in.
Did not depart, did not run away.
Nope.
Who will be playing as part of Big Joy Festival, annual noise electronic experimental festival here in Vancouver, next weekend, December 2nd and 3rd. Organized by Sean Watt. Very nice.
Sean is the first name. I don't remember his last name.
Watt.
Watt. Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't met yet.
Nice.
There's been no interaction.
Very nice, you know. Fellow.
I believe it. Doing such a cool thing.
Sean let me know that we could give away some tickets for Big Joy. So give us a call, 604-822-2487, if you'd like to get a pair of tickets for the festival next weekend. He also said there would be a tote bag available. Vancouver, it's a city of totes. So,
wow.
So I think it's a pretty good thing. If you're listening, we'll be posting about that on Facebook, Twitter, etc. at CITR Radio. So keep your eyes peeled. There will be a couple of giveaways available for the festival next weekend. All right. We listened to your track Creosote before the break there.
Mm-hmm.
You were mentioning it was that and Mastic, which we heard earlier on in the show, based off of coating substances.
Yeah, coal tar resins.
Coal tar
resins. Pitch derivatives.
Yes.
Creosote was sort of the second in a two-part series called Pitch. And... It was made with 909 and tons of sidechain and like gain and reel to reel, like lots of tape processing. It kind of reminds me of like ships passing in the night, you know, from a distance, like
okay.
that wah,
yeah.
that
yeah,
big
yeah.
sound. So it's sort of an ocean based one, and the other one's more of a land based one.
Great. Okay. Interesting. You were also telling me earlier, and I meant to touch on this following the talk about vintage gear that you hoard. We all have our hoarding tendencies for whatever it might
be. Collection.
Interests, hobbies.
Yeah.
You were telling me before also outside of music, some things that you do which involve kind of vintage.
Antique.
Yep. Clothing.
Yeah. I like to work with 100-year-old clothing or materials and transform them into something modern and contemporary, if you will. Something wearable. I have a specialty with furs, vintage furs. I like to refurbish them and chop them up and make them a bit different. Big cap sleeves, crop back, crop front and back. Not like a full-length thing where it's totally ostentatious. It's a bit more ridiculous and awesome than ostentatious.
Is there anywhere that people can find those, or
not right now. I've had stores, I've done festivals, I do one-off pieces for individuals. If you get in touch with me, I'm so happy to make you something individual. That's kind of where I'm at right now, is trying to make one-off pieces for individuals.
Great.
You can reach me at sarah@sarahgold.ca.
Perfect. Alrighty. We've got one more of your tracks lined up here. Carbolic Acid. It's another
it's a banger.
Dangerous substance.
Yeah, it's sort of the gaseous one.
Okay.
Carbolic acid. It's like it's another derivative of pitch.
Yeah.
Petroleum.
Great. The banger.
Yeah, bring it.
From Sarah Gold here on the Borough CITR 101.9. We'll be back on the other side.
We'll be right back.
abrupt cutoff there of Carbolic Acid by Sarah Gold. Joined in studio by Sarah Gold this week here on the Borough CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for coming in this week.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
it's
no
great.
Problem. Primary reason that we brought you in was because Big Joy Festival next weekend, which you'll be taking part of. But you were saying you've been playing a few different festival-ish type things recently. Also, like Tidal Signal, which is something that happened a couple months ago, which is really a nice little two or three day festival at Selectors.
Mm-hmm. And, it was very cool.
Yeah. Do you want to, one more time before we sign off here, chat about what you'll be doing next Saturday, right? It's the second day of the festival, yeah.
So I'm playing at 8:30, and it's at Remington Gallery, and Saturday the 3rd. And I'm going to have a bunch of analog gear, a bunch of vintage analog gear, and I'm going to play the crap out of it. And I've got like a janky old mixer that I've got feedback loops going into each channel, and I can play it like a modular. And I got an actual modular, and then I've got a bunch of old drum machines, a repro ARP, which is the one thing that keeps me from being able to say it's completely vintage analog. But it's same parts, same design, same chassis. It's the same damn thing. Mm. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to put all those together, and I'm going to make some techno kind of stuff. And I've got some vocals that I've pre-recorded on tape and processed with Space Echo, which I'm not bringing because it's so janky and so lovely and I don't want it to die. And I'm going to put it all together and sort of do a cover of Cop Killer by John Moss.
Great. Cool. There are definitely some John Moss or Mouse. Mouse.
Whatever,
Mouse
yeah.
Fans
Moose.
Around here. So that is interesting to hear. Perfect. One last thing. How do people find your music? And
You can go to my website, which is sarahgold.ca. Or you can go to SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/Sarah-Gold.
Perfect. Great. And thanks again for coming in. Big Joy Fest next weekend, December 2nd and 3rd. We're going to close things out before Jade comes in with A Little Bit of Soul, as usual, on Mondays at 4. A song from Anima, who's another artist that'll be part of the festival next weekend, and it's going to be coming by the studio this coming Sunday on More Than Human. Anima is a noise artist from here in Vancouver. Something new that I hadn't known about beforehand, but she'll be playing Big Joy, coming to the station on Sunday. Thank you all for listening. If you missed any of this, it will be up on the on podcast. If you go to citr.ca and look up the Borough, it'll all be there for your mass consumption. Thanks again, Sarah, for
coming.
Thank you. And good luck next week and with everything else.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Hi, Dale. Hi, Christina.
Shout outs. Yes, I should have asked for shout outs. Yeah.
Definitely.
Any other
come
final,
on. Come
any
on.
Other final comments that you want?
I'm good.
just the shouts. Okay, great.
Totally.
So this is Anima by Grant Am here on The Borough, and A Little Bit of Soul on next.